Welcome to Daily Plunge. We're in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verses 1 through 25. The whole community of Jerusalem and Judah gathers together as a faith community for a day of penance. Not a moment, not an hour, but a whole day of penance. They're gathered together and they are fasting. They're wearing sackcloth and they put dust on their heads. In other words, they are feeling it in their stomachs. They're feeling it on their skin, and they're feeling it on their foreheads. The dirt on their forehead, their empty stomachs, the itchy cloth. And as they immerse themselves in this experience, they spend a quarter of the day reading God's word and a quarter of the day in confession and worship. Not just a few moments, but the whole day. They stand apart from the unbelievers. They stand in place together. And they stand reading, again, the word is not law, it is Torah, the word of God. And you have two groups of Levites calling out to the community, calling them to praise the Lord God who is eternal times eternal, right? Everlasting and to everlasting. It's kind of like infinity squared. It's, you know, that's how immense God is. And they begin to pray this prayer that talks about how God's covenant, God's promise is manifested in his grace, in love, in dealing with his chosen people who don't act so chosen, right? God continues to be faithful to his covenant in spite of their continued unfaithfulness to the covenant. And this is sort of the theme of the whole prayer. Starts off, you know, praise and glory to you. You are to be exalted above everything because you alone are Lord. You alone are Lord is our confession constantly. You alone, you're the only God who creates and preserves life. You give life to everything, as it says at the end of verse 6. You give life to everything. And you alone, you chose Abram. No other God chose Abram. And you called him out of Ur. You made him your servant. You made a covenant with him for the promised land. And because you kept it, you're righteous. You saw and heard our suffering of our ancestors in Egypt. You alone sent the signs and wonders against Pharaoh and his nation, for you knew how arrogantly they treated us, and you divided the sea and brought us out of slavery, and so. You made a name for yourself, Lord, as it says at the end of verse 10. What kind of a name, a rep, did God get? The God who saves us, right? And he goes on, you came down to Mount Sinai. You made your will known to us. But, verse 16, things turn ugly. But they were arrogant, stiff-necked, refused to listen. But you are a forgiving and gracious God. And because of your great compassion, and I want you, one of the things about reading scriptures, look for words that keep appearing, and you have, this word but keeps coming up. But you did this, but we did that. And then you gave us the Spirit. You gave us water. You gave us food to eat and keep us full. And so how often do we as the people of God need to recall how we go astray from God, not just as individuals, but whole congregations? Thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the Word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.